You are now listening to The Social Scene with Jay-Z here at Jay-Z Social Enterprises.
Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I am so excited to have such a talented guest on the line who is a singer-songwriter, founder of a new startup called Sound Leadership, and a music producer, Johannes Flecker. Hi, Johannes. How are you today?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Great to be with you today.
Of course. Thank you so much for coming on. We're so excited to have you on and learn all about these fun talents you have. So how did you end up in music? What was, you know, what pursued you to follow that path?
Music is a part of my whole life. I grew up in a family of musicians. My parents, my brothers are classical musicians. So I played piano, violin, and sang all my life. And even though I did a career in business and management consulting for a while, music was always an important part for me. And then finally, a couple of years, it came back. And now I'm to music and now I'm doing this professionally. I mean, it sounds like a little bit like cliche, but what my heart told me to do, and now I'm doing it.
I'm so excited for you. And also, you know, you do have a fabulous accent. So let's talk about that for a second. So you are originally from Austria, right?
Yes, I'm Austrian, yeah.
Very, very cool. So you've lived in Europe, you know, up until when?
I was in Austria until a couple of years ago, and then I moved to India and then to Switzerland for a couple of years until I moved to Boston in 2013.
Amazing.
So 2.5 years.
You got some background with traveling. So how was the transition going from, you know, like Europe to India to here?
Well, I got very thrilled about it, especially about India. So where I spent quite some time there to work and to travel. And then I thought I have to get more stable. And so I moved to Switzerland for a couple of years. But, you know, it's always, for me, traveling and moving to other places and discovering new things is always very exciting for me. Maybe because I'm Gemini, I'm born in June. So maybe that explains a little bit my desire for traveling and to move on and to explore new places and new challenges at times and new situations.
So, right.
I don't know if this ever stops.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I mean, you have a lot of talents. You know, you're always, I know Geminis are very spontaneous, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, of course. So singing and songwriting and music producing. So how did you talk about somebody that inspires you? I mean, I know you were very somebody that was very admirable to you was the composer of Lord of the Rings, right?
Yes, yes. So I was sitting in Switzerland living room while I was working full time. And then I heard a radio documentary about Howard Shore, the composer of Lord of the Rings. And I was always a big fan of Lord of the Rings and watched the movies, I don't know how often. And they mentioned that he studied at Berklee College of Music. And so I Googled it, and then I found out they had online programs. So, and I always wanted to study music. And I thought, yes, now is the time I can study from at home and still work from a job and combine both worlds. And so I started this online songwriting program. And but it didn't take very long that one of my mentors, Neil Yerkes, is a wonderful songwriting teacher, he told me, Johannes, you should come to Boston to study on campus and make more of music, not just a hobby, but make more of it. And the minute he mentioned that, it was clear for me I had to do this, you know, and one thing led to another. And so it took some while though, but then finally I came to Boston. I left actually everything behind back in Europe and started this new adventure here in the US. And this was actually it was the best decision of my life. Maybe the most risky, though, because I left so much behind, but the best and the most, you know, fulfilling decision. So it was quite obvious when I got the chance to do it that I had to do it.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. Change brings so many positive things. You know, you kind of got to put yourself into situations that are a little uncomfortable at first, but it's so, you know, inspiring to hear from you, especially because you made a big transition that it was worth it for you to relocate. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, I sometimes think about that, like when I was back in Europe, it was kind of materially, there was everything there, it was quite comfortable and a secure income. And moving to Boston was really something, you know, I have no idea what's going to happen. I didn't know how my room would look like, what I could expect from Boston, from Berklee, the people I would meet. And it was just an amazing new world opened for me, like a new door, so many great, wonderful people need all the resources here in the U.S. in Boston. And I originally planned to stay here for 1 year and then go back. But, you know, things changed, and I finished this Berkeley, and now I'm here in 2.5 years. My plan is to stay quite some time longer.
Awesome. So let's talk about your new startup, which is very new, and we're so excited to help you, you know, discuss it to our audience, Sound Leadership. So congratulations. I know it's been a little over a month now, right, that you've had it?
Yes, very, very young.
Yeah, that's so exciting. So talk about, if I were to come into you, you know, how does the procedure work if I was a potential client that wanted to learn singing, songwriting? Talk from an outside perspective.
Yeah, so what we're doing is basically team development with songwriting. So we will write a song with you and your business team about whatever you want to express. So it's basically for companies, for organizations to, you know, foster work engagement, to foster team spirit, and also to improve leadership skills by writing a song together. Because I found from my background now as a songwriter and in consulting that it's so natural. It comes so natural for us to express our stories, our achievements in a song. I mean, we can think about, I can get my satisfaction easily. But when we talk about these things, for example, in business meetings or in conferences, we are often very stuck and we are very shy and timid and can't really express what we want to say. So we write a song with your team about your story. It could be you want to improve your team spirit. It could be you're stuck with your strategy, with strategy work in your team, in your company, and you want to find new perspectives. So we do a workshop with you from a half day to 2 days and express your story in a song together. So you write the lyrics, you write the melody. We help, obviously. And then at the end, you have a whole song that comprises everything you want to say about your story. Because some people are scared, I'm not a musician at all. The good thing about it is, like, we designed the process so you don't have to have any musical background, just openness to create something new, but you don't have to know how to write a song, actually.
I love that, because then you're opening doors to people, you know, that are like, you know what, why not try writing a song? Maybe it'll lift my spirits a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. You know, I experienced it so often when I was in my work, and I did a lot of leadership development trainings and seminars for managers, for scientists. And so often the creativity, or not to speak even of musicality, gets lost with people once they work in an organization. And actually my mission or my passion and my desire is really to bring this creativity and musicality that everyone has. Everyone has it, no matter if you can play an instrument or sing. To bring this creativity back to work and actually improve the daily work and teamwork, and, you know, creativity and engagement through doing music together. You know, once you write a song together in a team, I mean, your whole team spirit changes a lot. That's what we experience a lot.
Absolutely. Now, what inspires, you know, to orchestrate melodies and, you know, songs that you write? You know, if as an audience member listening in, what inspires you to, you know, come up with the right melodies and words for your songs?
That's a great question, because there's not a simple answer to this. It changes from time to time. Sometimes, or very often, I just sit at the piano and play around with notes, with melodies, and come up with something. Then I try to find the right lyrics to it, and I don't even know at the beginning what the lyrics should be, but somehow, at some point, it could be like, after 10 minutes of trying, maybe after an hour of trying, the right title comes to me through the melody I'm playing. And then I work from the title. At other times, there are little daily things that happen, like some feelings or some you know, emotions that happened at a specific day, or like some events that happened. It could be like global events or like very personal events, what happened to me or to friends. That I start with a story. Or otherwise, sometimes I read text and get inspiration from that and write a song about the text. So sometimes it starts with a melody, with music, and sometimes with lyrics. And sometimes I'm just noodling around and something comes up at the end.
Yeah, I can imagine. So how long does it take on average for you to write a song, like in full?
If I have a deadline to write it, then even if I set the deadline for myself, then I can write it very fast. If I want to finish a song fast, and it happens in a from one day to a couple of days and working a bit on it every day. So sometimes songs take longer. For example, if I know I have to write a song for something, for an event, let's say in August, then I maybe start now, but then I work along for a longer time, then and I leave it behind, then I come back to it. So that, and it takes longer in totally. But if I sit there and if I'm, you know, if I can work on this for a day without a break, then really a lot. I can do a lot to have most of the song written in a day. But, you know, it also depends on which topic you're writing about. Maybe some topics change, the song changes. And so everything from a day to a couple of weeks. Mostly it's better, though, if it's done faster.
Right, of course. But you also don't want to rush it. You know, you want it to flow properly. So taking the time, no matter how long it is usually the most ideal situation, right?
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, sometimes I know, okay, this song is done. It sounds good. There's not much to improve. And sometimes the song just doesn't sound right, even after a long time writing it. Then it's even good to take a break, you know, be from a different perspective, like a couple of days after that.
Absolutely. Now, can people contact you that are not in Boston? Because obviously your home base for your company is in Boston, but do you work with people all over?
Yeah, sure. Actually, we're actually based here in Boston. But my co-founder is also in Switzerland. He lives in Zurich, and we work together. So during the U.S. and in the German-speaking countries mostly, but also everywhere else. Because I mean, nowadays it's pretty easy to contact and to work together from very different areas. So I'm actually working in the U.S., in Europe, and also in Asia. We have like some potential clients that are interested to do that in some Asian countries. So wherever a song has to be written, we can do this.
That's so amazing. It's amazing how everything's online. You know, I always talk about that in my podcast, but the whole world is changing. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's incredible. Like Christmas last year, I could come. I went back to Austria, but I couldn't come home on the 24th when we celebrate Christmas. So I celebrated via Skype with my family and saw them in reality 3 or 4 days later. And it's incredible, you know. This whole concept of distance doesn't really apply anymore.
Right. So true.
And especially for music collaboration, that's amazing. I mean, I have a bass player in LA and someone who masters my track in London or in Singapore, and it's so easy to do that, to collaborate.
Right. Absolutely. So, what are some goals you have for your company over the next, you know, year or so? I mean, especially because you're brand new.
Yeah. So, I mean, the first year is, I think, it's very important here now to establish the company and to get, you know, some stable background of clients, and especially to get happy clients and very excited clients to recommend us. And that's our goal at the beginning, to really have people that they're amazed about our services, give the best services, and grow from that. So the first year, really to establish ourselves as, you know, so far I think we're the only one the only company who is doing that service, and to have our services being well known for training departments and companies to search for new creative ways of team development in the Boston area, in the Massachusetts area, but especially also beyond that, obviously, and then go from that and move on with growing our company, having more people involved and spreading the word and spreading the songwriting for companies.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you have a great platform because, like I said earlier, like there's just so many people that would be interested in something like this. Like, it's not really just for musicians at all, which is great. You know, you're opening doors to people that, you know, see a different side to music, which I think is wonderful.
Yeah, that's also what we're getting a lot of, you know, great feedback of contacts and really a lot of support by companies where you would never think. You know, first you wouldn't think of that they would be interested in doing, you know, something music related, but it's something everyone can relate to music, and everyone has a story to tell. And with our support in, you know, making this a really great song, like a 3.5 minute pop song or a country song or a pop ballad or a funk music or electronic dance music song or a rock song, everyone can relate to that, and everyone is excited about that, about music creation. So that's why we get a lot of really promising feedback in the Boston area, also in Europe, where we are, like in Switzerland, Germany, and Austria. And so we're really, really excited about the company found leadership.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I'm a big supporter. I'm so happy, you know, you decided to be part of the podcast. It's so wonderful. And I'm so happy to have you.
Thanks so much.
Of course.
Thanks
so much. Johannes, how can everybody follow Sound Leadership and you on, you know, your social media?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Johannes Flecker. I'm like everywhere from Facebook to Twitter to LinkedIn and so on. And obviously our company Sound Leadership, we have the best way to stay in touch with us is to follow us on Twitter or to go to our website. It's getsoundleadership.com. And our Twitter platform is Sound Leadership. And there's also our email and my email address, and very easy to get in touch with me. Definitely would be great to have the songwriting spread to a lot of companies, and that we have a lot of different and creative songs in the next couple of months.
Absolutely. And you create a unique bond, you know, with with your company or with, you know, you really see people in like a happy setting. Music is so lifting to your spirit, you know?
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah. Many people think they are somehow excluded from that, but we want to prove no, everyone can do it. Everyone can create and everyone can express him or herself musically. That's what we're doing.
Absolutely. Hear that, everyone? Anyone can do this. Don't, you know, feel down because you're not, you know, a great singer or don't believe in yourself. You can do anything you put your mind to. Right, Johannes?
Yeah, that's a perfect way to express it. Everyone can write a lyric. Everyone can have great metaphors to express something. Everyone can find a song title. Everyone knows how to rhyme. You know, even if it's not fine-tuned, but that's what we are here for. So we are songwriters and we are pianists and vocalists, so we help everyone to make it super smooth and super easy and super enjoyable. We just recently, like a couple of days ago, we did a song about customer satisfaction with a public transport system here in the U.S. And it was amazing how fast and in such a great way people who are not musicians wrote an amazing song about their customer satisfaction. And I thought it would take much longer, but they were super fast and had, you know, from verses to chorus to a melodic scheme. And then we also performed the song together, and it was a great experience for everyone, especially for the clients who thought, oh no, I have never written a song before. I can't do this. But, you know, after the program, we thought, wow, it's possible to do it.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. Well, thank you again so much for coming on today, Johannes. We've all been inspired, including myself. So everyone contact
you. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. And everyone that is listening, make sure to follow Johannes Flecker and Sound Leadership on social media. Check out their website. Contact them because you will be inspired daily with different lyrics and all sort of fun stuff.
Right now, in the next days, publishing a blog about what business mission, what songwriting helps to improve your business mission. So a couple of songwriting hacks to write a better business mission.
Love that. Really cool. So thank you everyone for tuning in to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises, and stay tuned till next time.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Jay-Z Social Enterprises.